Let's spend most of that time talking to the cartoonist Sapiro. It's a conversation to which I look forward at the end of every year. I look forward to the release of the new Lee Child. That always happens in November. And also to the release of the new Sapiro volume, which this year has the overarching title, Hasta la Gupta, baby. Hello.
Hi, John.
Did you ever think a couple of years ago that you'd spend so many cartoons dedicating them to the Gupta brothers, this family from India?
No. And you know, that goes straight to that question. I think five times a day, if I go out of my studio, and often even if I don't, people will say to me that, you know, the cartoons must be falling out of the sky. You've got so much material. And perhaps I keep saying to people, I think perhaps 10 years ago, that might have been how I would feel. But now it's this endless cycle. And I can hear it when you're doing your pieces and the monologues at the beginning. And, you know, how does one respond to this stuff? It's just, it's first of all, sickeningly depressing. And I would rather there were not so much to deal with.
And you'd have to work a lot harder to find your cartoon topics.
And also then, you know, it's Gupta Zuma, and then all the Gupta proxies, and then Eskom, and then one newish thing coming out is that the story shifts a little bit. Now you've got these sort of blue chip companies that facilitated all the oiling and wheeler dealing and whatever. You know, you've got the McKinsey's and the SAP's and the obviously Bell Pottinger, but that's a PR company, and the KPMG's, that sort of thing. That's a new little aspect. And there are always new things, and I'm always looking for vehicles and fun stuff, different ways to do it. But you know,
you could do a Zuma Gupta, you could do a Zupta cartoon every day of the week,
of course,
and not run out of material.
Sure.
But you don't want to do that.
No, you don't want. First of all, you can't keep bludgeoning people. I mean, some, of course, my detractors, and there are many, would, and there are many detractors of anyone who's doing the kind of stuff that anybody who's trying to, you know, fight the good fight here is doing, would say that I'm obsessed with Zuma, I'm obsessed with the Guptas, and that's all I do. Not true. I mean, I do other stuff, but one is pulled more into these things than one would like to be. And the thing is to try and keep some originality, keep some new ways of doing stuff, keep doing different ways, doing things in different ways that make it interesting.
What's the process there for you? I mean, the dominant news item, the dominant theme in the news to which you have to respond, because that's your job as a political cartoonist, is Zupta again way.
Of course.
How do you go about saying, this has got to be fresh?
Okay, well, I mean, here's the thing. If you look, there are a couple of slightly different things in this book. In the acknowledgements, right, on the long set of acknowledgements, partly because I've shifted from the Mail and Guardian to Daily Maverick after 23 years at Mail and Guardian because of kind of political correctness there. And I'm now with Daily Maverick, who've been very much responsible for Gupta Leaks. So Gupta Leaks, hashtag Gupta Leaks, whatever, that was there was something that happened, all sorts of things happened around that. Saxonwold Shabin, in these acknowledgements, I thank Brian Molefe for the Saxonwold Shabin, for example. I mean, that's the meme of the Saxonwold Shabin gave us endless stuff, whether you're a cartoonist or any other form of satirist or even a writer or whatever. There are things that one can do with these things that people understand, the new metaphors and the new. So you're always looking for that kind of stuff. I've thanked Donald Trump for the.
There's some lovely wall ones. Yes.
Yeah, and for the golden shower, because I started putting a golden shower on Donald Trump's head because he had this ridiculous stuff, which is pretty hairy.
Hairy, uh-huh.
Yeah, but some kind of dark sexual. Secrets. They apparently hired sex workers in Russia.
Fake news.
Yes, of course.
Fake news.
Oh, and that, of course, fake news itself is one of those memes. And
it's the phrase of the
year. I saw that. And so you know, one can always find these little hooks that help you. As you twist them, you take fake news and you twist something about it, and you get a new cartoon, a new idea, and that. And then it gives the cartoons a whole different flavor for a while, and then you keep on finding new stuff. That's the way I do it.
Political correctness, you used the phrase there, part of the reason for your leaving the Mail and Guardian after more than two decades.
Mm.
And I personally, sitting behind a microphone, feeling I need to comment on something because it is something I know a lot of people are thinking about and talking about it, so it's my job to offer my opinion so that people can either agree with me or disagree with me. And that is one of the most difficult choices I have to make, what I say and how I say it. And I'm never quite sure what the dividing line is between being politically correct and being sensitive to other ways of seeing the world.
It's such an important thing to think about. And I've come up with a particular way. I'm not saying I've got it right every time. I've certainly had my, I think it's impossible not to fall foul of some of the poison that's out there at the moment. That it really is difficult, especially because the poison gets manipulated by people who are in the sway of, you know, that the Gupta bots and the various versions of state capture, the way that they work with social media and all of that.
Mm.
And then there are other people who also work, who would see themselves as entirely separate from that, but they're also protecting a certain way of thinking. You know, the idea, and the other phrase that came up perhaps slightly earlier than fake news, but the echo chamber phrase. I think it's a wonderful phrase. There are people who like to hear their own opinions and those of that think like them, and they all think in the same way within that group. They go for people in a big way. So my sense of it is I've had to look at the idea of self-censoring and say, now I'm not going to self-censor at all in terms of the power or impact that I'm trying to make politically, but I am going to look at whether or not a cartoon, a particular way of doing a cartoon, which I may have been able to do 10 years ago or 15 years ago, is going to be so problematic, so damaging, because people will twist it and it'll have a massive reaction that is separate to the political impact that it's supposed to make. And in that way, it'll be do more harm than good. That's where I'll say, okay, I'm going to find another way to say something strongly. And that I have to think about that as emotional intelligence rather than political correctness. That's my way of looking at it. I don't know if that makes sense.
I mean, how often do you get into trouble? You get into trouble publicly a couple of times a year, but I wonder privately. I mean, where it doesn't become, the trouble is not big enough for radio stations and newspapers to start talking about the trouble that you're
in. No, I think that's about right. There's usually, I mean, with me, it's at least two kind of, you know, blow-ups each year. And then, because I really do go hard, And I think that there are many, many things that are problematic where somebody points out the printing of a cartoon where I've been really careful, and this is one of the cartoons in this book. I was really careful with this
Which
cartoon.
One?
I haven't got it marked, but it's a vampire. It was after the firing of Pravin Gordhan and BC Jonas. I've got a sort of a vampire thing where Zuma is just a bat on the shoulder of the vampire. Atul Gupta is in the bath of blood, and there's the hand of the South Africa hanging out, a woman, well, Justice, Lady Justice, Justice, of course, hanging out of this bath, having been, you know, killed,
drowned and sucked
dry or whatever in this bath of blood during the night, in that midnight metaphorical slaughter. And I drew the drawing and did it in full color and everything. And then I saw that the arm, in the way that it was coming up on my screen, was not looking brown enough to be a black person who represents South Africa. And I've been doing that very carefully since 1996. My Lady Justices and Lady Freedoms and Lady Whatevers are, of course, representing South Africa, representing the good things that we're supposed to have here, and they represent the majority of the country. And I said to one of the people, "Can you please make sure that does that look like a black person, or has it gone too light?" And he assured me it was absolutely fine. In the event, it came out lighter, and it looked. And I got a couple of calls from some very luckily, it didn't freak out the bots, the Gupta bots. So they sort of missed it. But a couple of very incisive people phoned me up, and I had to free. And you know, now I've redone it for this book. But these are the kinds of things that become incredibly difficult in this era. It's a new era for cartooning, that's for sure.
You've got on the cover of Hasta La Gupta Baby, you've got Pravin Gordhan, the Zoominator, breaking into the Sachsenwald Shebeen. There's a bit of irony there because he left tail between his legs. But he's doing wonderful work as an ordinary backbencher on the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee for Public Enterprise, and he's asking a lot of very probing questions. And he is going to be at your launch.
He is going to be we're very excited about the launch, and we're thrilled that he's going to be there. I mean, he represents one of the strongest parts of the fight back against this evil empire that we're seeing, and people love to hear him speak, and he'll be there too. It's the launch is tomorrow, Wednesday, at the yard in the waterfront area next to the Zeiss building, and 5:30 for 6.
5:30 for 6. Sapiro and Pravin Gordhan launching Hasta La Gupta Baby,
and we'll have a little tableau of the Sachsenwald Shebeen with our Zonews puppets. So I think, and people are really excited about it. Yeah,
I'm sorry I can't be there. I hope it goes well. Thank